Panthers Radio here alongside assistant coach Kevin Moore, and we'll look forward in a moment, Kevin, but I think I want to start with Saturday, but before Sunday, when you got that win that you could see meant so much to the fans. But Saturday was an interesting game, wasn't it? The character the team showed. I know they didn't get the 2 points, they got the one, but the character they showed to come from 3-1 down to 4-3 must have been something great to behold for you guys.
It really was, and it was, you know, something we talked about during the week about having that mental toughness and being able to ground yourself in the present and, you know, take games just kind of in a 0-0 mindset, you know, so you can claw back into games. So we've said it all year that we have a resilient group, but to have something tangible to really hang on to was really impressive.
And I know we talk about this a lot, but the noise, I mean, this building, it felt like the roof would blow up if you won that game, but the noise of when you got those goals, can you feel that on the bench?
Yeah, it's pandemonium. Like, I mean, I don't know. I love our fans and I love this city and I love the vibe that everybody brings. And we feel it on the bench. It motivates us. You know, it pulls us out of that 3-1 hole, but it also keeps motivating us to push for that next one.
And that next one came the next night, and obviously people feared the worst. 2 down after 59 seconds, and then obviously the quick goal, I guess, was maybe crucial. But, you know, that again makes a statement, because they could have crumbled, but they found a way. How impressed was the coaching staff that they managed to turn that around after such a poor start?
Crazy impressive, and that's a testament to our guys' process with the mental skills and really just reinforcing things through the adversity, right? Like, it's nobody wants to lose. We're here to win games, and it's hard to stick with that process when you're losing, and our guys hadn't, and that's why you're able to come back. And you know, it helps when our goalie had a 59-minute shutout. So you know, we're really impressed with our group's ability to reset right now.
We talked a few weeks ago, didn't we? And you talked about the mental lapses that were costing them. Do you maybe see, are you feeling there's probably less and less of them now?
I don't know. I mean, that's, as a coach, you can always nitpick and find things. But I think where we're growing is our ability to stop momentum or grab momentum. And I think that's the key. Like, you know, Joe Hazeldine made an incredible play to Looney to stop their momentum, and then we continue our own momentum, right? That could have been for nothing. They could have made it 3-1, they could have made it 4-1, but our ability to grab our own momentum and then build it shift after shift, you know, 5-minute increment after 5-minute increment, that's where I think you see the reduction in the mental mistakes, because we're able to just build momentum.
And also, I don't think we've touched on this enough, really. You're playing, and you got the results on Sunday. You're putting these performances, and you've been short of bodies for weeks now. And that's another impressive factor, that some nights you've got 9 or 10 forwards, 5D perhaps. More recently, obviously, Jordan's been back for a few games. But my point is like, it's been a long while since you've had a full lineup, which is making that kind of what the guys are going through and what they achieved in the past couple of games, 3-point weekend, even more impressive.
Yeah, it's difficult battling through that, because, you know, rhythms or games can be really different, and you're asking a lot of guys physically, and that's why their emotional management is so important, because when you're getting that much ice, if you have a bad shift and you can leave it in the past, you know you're getting another shift, and you can build that momentum, like I was saying before. But it is even more impressive the way they fight through that. And I mean, I think that's this team's identity, and that's why I love team sports, right? Like, it's not like we have one guy carrying us in the good moments here, right? Like, everybody's contributing down the line. Jordan Kelsall, Joe Hazeldine, you know, Logan when he's called upon is doing great. Matt LeMay, Weston was awesome this weekend. Looney, like, I can name the entire team right now, and I probably should, because everybody has a part in the good stretches.
Brilliant. Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks.